October 26, Matthew 26, 3 to 13, and John 12, 1 to 8. A gift of love. She hath done what she could. Mark 14, 8. Simon of Bethany was accounted a disciple of Jesus. He was one of the few Pharisees who had openly joined Christ's followers. He acknowledged Jesus as a teacher and hoped that he might be the Messiah, but he had not accepted him as a Savior. His character was not transformed. His principles were unchanged. Simon had been healed of the leprosy, and it was this that had drawn him to Jesus. He desired to show his gratitude, and at Christ's last visit to Bethany, he made a feast for the Savior and his disciples. At the table, the Savior sat with Simon on one side and Lazarus on the other. Martha served at the table, but Mary was earnestly listening to every word from the lips of Jesus. In mercy, Jesus had pardoned her sins. He had called forth her beloved brother from the grave, and Mary's heart was filled with gratitude. She had heard Jesus speak of his approaching death, and in her great love and sorrow, she had longed to show him honor. At great personal sacrifice, she has purchased an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very costly, with which to anoint his body. But now many were declaring that he was about to be crowned king. Her grief was turned to joy, and she was eager to be first in honoring her Lord. Breaking her box of ointment, she poured its contents upon the head and feet of Jesus. Then, as she knelt weeping, moistening them with her tears, she wiped his feet with her long flowing hair. Judas looked upon this act with great displeasure. He asked, "Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" The murmur passed around the table. "To what purpose is this waste?" Mary heard the words of criticism. She was about to shrink away when the voice of her Lord was heard. "Let her alone. Why trouble ye her?" Lifting his voice above the murmur of criticism, he said, "She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying."